Shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 220 for October 21st, 2013. By now you are aware that I'm in Israel and if all has gone according to plan, this past Shabbos I was at the Great Synagogue hearing the great cantor Chaim Adler. And I'm presently touring around visiting the endangered communities in the disputed territories, if you will. The true land of Israel, and this coming Shabbos, again, if all goes according to plan, I'll be in Hebron for Chaye Sarah. So what I am presenting in this 2 hours of this program is first a concert, recordings of a concert that was on March 10th of this year at Congregation Anshei Shalom in New Rochelle. It featured cantor Moshe Shulhoff. It was his last concert that he performed in, together with Bensian Miller and Yanky Lemmer, of course, Danny Gildor on the piano. I'll be beginning this a special with brief interviews with Rabbi Evan Hoffman, the rabbi of Anshei Shalom, and David Tantleff, who was the chairman of the concert committee for the shul. Many of you are aware of the great concerts that he has put together. After the ending of the recordings of the concert, I'll just be playing some recordings of Shulhoff to round out the second hour. So without further ado, let's get to Rabbi Hoffman. I'm very pleased to have with me Rabbi Evan Hoffman of the Congregation Anshei Shalom in New Rochelle. He's an old friend and besides a personal friend, a friend of Chazanis. Shalom, Rabbi.
Shalom, Charlie. Thank you for having me on the program.
Oh, well, you know, it's such a pleasure to be dealing with a rabbi who actually enjoys Chazanis.
Well, there aren't that many of us, admittedly, but I'm certainly a great lover, always have been, of Chazanut.
Well, you certainly also appreciate how it can uplift the congregation, which...
I've seen it with my own eyes, of hundreds of people being lifted in spirits in Kavana, courtesy of great cantorial music.
Right. How about telling my audience a little bit about how you came to your love of Chazanis?
As a child growing up in the Great Neck Synagogue, I had the pleasure of listening to Eliezer Shulman, who was a wonderful Chazan. And subsequent to his retirement, I heard Zev Kron. And then my real, true entree into Chazanut was in my position as assistant rabbi at Park East Synagogue, where I had the opportunity to work very closely with Chief Cantor Helfgott, Ozzy Schwartz, Benny Rogoznitsky, and many, many others.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a good training ground, for sure.
Certainly was.
So once you got your congregation, I know that you've been a proponent of Chazanis.
Well, it adds a lot to the service, and it can really make a difference in the spiritual life of a congregation. And certainly if the public at large wants to have Chazanut, it's the responsibility of the leadership of the congregation, and the rabbi included, to make sure that it can happen, whether during the davening or in a concert setting. And so at Anshei Shalom, we make sure that we have our fair share of Chazanut throughout the year.
Uh-huh. Well, in my own experience, it's something that can be learned. And I think that when people say they hate Chazanis, my response is, you never really heard Chazanis.
That's true. Most people who don't like it really never experienced it. Certainly never experienced it at a high level by those who are the great practitioners of Chazanut.
Now, I was at your concert several months ago. It was the last concert of our dear friend who passed away, Cantor Moshe Shulhoff.
It was a lovely concert, and sadly it was Moshe Shulhoff's last major public appearance. It was a concert that featured Bensian Miller, Moshe Shulhoff, and Yanky Lemmer with Danny Gildor at the piano, and really they all sang beautifully. And although when you saw Moshe Shulhoff, you could tell physically looking at him that not all was well, when the music came out of his mouth, it was beautiful. And really, he was in fine form despite his ill condition.
Yes, I remember I sat there in tears when I saw him, because it was a shock. But then he was able to really rise to the occasion.
He sang at Tfilas Tal. The concert was shortly before Pesach. Mm-hmm. And he had the sitter in front of him, and he did the Tfilas Tal. I felt as though it was Yom Tov davening, and he was really pouring his heart out to the Ribono Shel Olam. It sounded wonderful.
Well, we're going to be hearing that a little later on in this program. As I mentioned to you, I'm going to Israel in a few days, well, the week after next, and I wanted to have this program as a special while I was gone, because I will be playing that entire concert that was so wonderful.
Wow, it was a beautiful concert, and people will certainly be impressed when they hear it, for those who weren't there in person.
Yes. Now, I understand you are planning something perhaps in the future.
Definitely. It wouldn't be a year in my rabbinate unless there was a concert. So
okay.
Certainly March of 2014, we hope to have another trio of Chazanim yet to be determined
uh-huh.
who the three will be, but I can guarantee you they will be of the top tier Chazanim, and we look forward to promoting the concert and drawing a nice attendance from the larger metro area.
Well, I'll certainly be there, and you know you have my support. I am so pleased to work with you and Dave Tantliff and your committee there, and just want to see you succeed. So,
well, thank you, Charlie. You've always supported any endeavor in the cantorial world that I've ever been associated with. You've always been a great supporter of it.
Well, thank you. So I wish you much success, and I look forward to spending many more wonderful concerts and perhaps even some Shabbosim with you. That's at New Rochelle Congregation, Anshei Shalom, the synagogue by the bay, by the ocean.
By the Long Island Sound.
By the Long Island Sound. Okay, Rabbi Hoffman, again, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great night.
That was Rabbi Hoffman. Now let's have an interview with Dave Tantliff. Let me see if I can get this going. You'll just have to bear with me one second. Those of you who have been on the scene for Chazanis are familiar with the great work that Dave Tantliff has done with cantorial concerts. Very pleased to have with me on the phone David Tantliff, a fellow lover of Chazanis and also a producer of some great concerts. He is a member of Anshei Shalom in New Rochelle. We'll be talking a little later about the great concert that they had in March. But shalom, David. How are you?
Shalom, Charlie. How are you?
Okay.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. First of all, how about telling us how you first got involved with Chazanis?
Actually, I've loved Chazanis since I was a little kid growing up in Brooklyn. And in those days, you had Genshoff, you had Koussevitzky, both Koussevitzkys, you had Leibel Waldman. There was Moshe Aisha, who I heard by the Amid. And I heard all those people, actually, by the Amid. So that there was just a plethora of talent out there. And as a kid, I just loved it. My mother loved it. My father loved it. And I just grew up loving it and would go to hear Chazanis. Every year, my friends and I, as teenagers, we would go into Borough Park to hear Moshe.
Wow.
And to hear David, actually, also.
Interesting. Well, I am jealous because I didn't discover Chazanis until 1977. You know that story. So
right.
Most of them were gone by then. Yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Although Genshoff was still alive.
Right, and David for a while,
right.
Yes. So you had a lot of the recordings also, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have a couple of hundred albums.
Uh-huh. So how did you get into producing concerts?
Well, I lived in New Rochelle since 1975. I grew up in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And I then moved to, I was living at the north end of town, and I then moved to the south end of town around Shea Shalom. And it was something I wanted to do for a long time because it was very popular in, certainly in the 80s. There were concerts all over. And at the time, the current, the rabbi who was at the helm at the time didn't feel that it was something that we would be able to do. I disagreed, but, you know, he was the boss. And then we got, he retired, and we got a new rabbi, Rabbi Eli Rosenzweig. And I approached Rabbi Eli, and he loved the idea. And we started to go with it. And the first concert we had was Ben Sion Miller, just Ben Sion. And that goes back, I'm going to say, maybe 18 or so years ago, maybe more.
In the 90s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Probably the late 90s, because Rabbi Rosenzweig came, I think it was around 96, maybe. 97. It was, it wasn't that long after he was here. And then the public loved it, really, the Ein Shei Shalom people. We had a very large turnout, I remember, that evening. And then, it may have been the next year or the year after that, I put together a concert with Ben Sion, and at that time, the chazan at Beth El Synagogue here in New Rochelle was Farid Dardashti. You may have heard him.
Yes, yes. I think he's in Florida. I think he's in Florida now. I'm not sure.
Possibly. I'm not sure. That was terrific. And then we started to bring out Ben Sion and Shimmy's Choir every year for a Shabbos, to do a Shabbos davening. And then one Shabbos we had, and this goes back maybe 10 years ago, we had Ben Sion and Moshe Shulhoff and Shimmy's Choir.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it was Shabbos. I couldn't record it. I never heard a davening like that in my life. And then we ultimately had, Moshe had done another Shabbos with us a couple of years ago. And over time, we had three concerts with Ben Sion, Yanky Lemmer, and Moshe Shulhoff.
Yes. Yeah, I was at that last
concert.
And
you were at two of them,
actually.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame, David, that the shuls are afraid. They're so afraid to take the step to bring Chazanes. They don't have to do it 52 weeks a year, but to, at least for a Shabbos or for a concert. And, of course, it's they always boil it down to money. If we don't make money on it, why bother with it? And I've been through this for all the years that I've been involved, going back in the 90s when I first did my concerts in Highland Park in 92, 3, and 4, and 5. And then with Benny Rogoznitsky at the Jewish Center, we ran some several really successful ones, but the shul wanted it to be a fundraiser. And if you didn't raise the big bucks, and you don't make money on a concert, you're happy if you break even, but you don't have to lose money.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, with us, there was a lot of opposition to my doing this.
Yes, they're always,
They didn't want to lose money,
right.
And I can understand that. And the reason that we have been so successful all through the years in any of the concerts that we ran was because I would get people to back the concert prior to.
Yes.
And it guaranteed that it was going to be successful. And then, of course, you have other people who are donating. But in today's world, in the world of reality, synagogues don't have an unlimited source of funds, and the leadership, for the most part, does not want to lose money, which I can understand.
Yes, but they have money for programs and so forth, and we're not talking about $20,000, $30,000. And you can get sponsors, and I was there was a shul recently, without going into details, they were going to have a concert, and then they said they backed out. The president said we're going to lose money, And I was so angry because I know, not that I'm such a big fundraiser, but I could have gotten a few people as sponsors. And the shul, I'm sure if they made an attempt, they could have gotten a few people as sponsors, and that would have been seed money to more or less guarantee at least a break even. But you had the luxury of having rabbis who appreciate Chazanis. You're starting behind the eight ball right away when most rabbis couldn't care less about Chazanis. So that is a different issue. And you also need a champion, like you were a champion in your shul.
Yes.
When I was in Highland Park, I was a champion in my shul. And you create the excitement. It's so easy to sit there and say, no. But to take the step, and then when you do it, it's such a wonderful thing.
Well, we had, in addition to the concerts, Yankee Lemmer really got his start through us. He was in Shimmy Miller's choir at, I think it may have been the first concert we did with Ben Sion and the choir. It was on a Sunday. And at the beginning of the second half, Yankee did a solo. Mm-hmm. He was coming onto the scene.
Right.
And Danny Gildar, of course, is the accompanist in all of the concerts.
Sure.
And the people loved him. And I then spoke to Shimmy and approached Yankee, and we had him for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for, I think, 5 years.
Wow.
Plus, we would bring him out periodically on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's so there is commitment. And, you know, commitment breeds commitment. If there's no one there saying yes, and let's do it, and with excitement and with optimism, it's very easy to say no. But look,
I was also very lucky, as I said, in that I had two or three people who really gave major funding.
Right.
They loved the shul, and they felt it was a great idea. They loved Chazanis. And when I explained to them that I thought this could be a great thing and that, in fact, we could make money, which we, in fact, did.
Yes.
I was very lucky that in all the years they funded it.
Mm-hmm.
They were the major funders, and then, of course, we had many other people who would contribute.
Yes. Well, once I did my first concert in Highland Park in New Brunswick, after the concert, a young man comes over to me and he says, "My father was a great lover of Chazanis." And I started out optimistically. I said, "First annual concert," because I wanted to make sure that this is not
going
to. He said, "I want to dedicate the next concert to my father." I said, "That sounds great." He says, "Well, how much will it cost me?" Now, I was brand new. I said, $5,000. He said, "Okay." And, I mean, you do it, and things happen. And anyway, listen, I don't want to capitalize this. Tell me about your plans at the shul at Anshe Shalom.
Well, for 3 years, we had what I called the three tenors.
Uh-huh.
And that was Ben Sion Miller, my dear friend Ben Sion, Yankee, who was also a very good friend, and Moshe Shalov was also a
right.
dear friend. Obviously, Moshe, unfortunately, is no longer with us. So we will have to go another route, but I definitely have plans of putting something together. I'm not sure exactly who at this point. There are a lot of people out there. I mean, there's some of the younger talent, which I think is fantastic. Yankee, of course, Shimmy Miller, terrific cousin.
Zevi Muller,
yeah. Who the three of them, I was at the concert that you had sponsored a couple of years ago
right.
in Manhattan.
Right.
So there are certainly possibilities of continuing the tradition at Anshe Shalom.
That's great. That's really great. Well, I'm so pleased that you took the time to share this with me.
Right.
And As I mentioned, I'll be in Israel when this is being aired in a couple of weeks, and I look forward to speaking with you when I come back. And, of course, you know, I certainly want to support any of your endeavors, all of your endeavors.
I certainly appreciate that, Charlie, and I think that it will really be something for the public to be able to hear the last performance that Moshe Shulhof gave. As you were at that concert.
Yes, yes.
If you did not know that he was sick, and those who had never heard him, I don't know, the Rebbeinu Shelalem was shining down on him, but he sounded terrific.
For sure.
I mean, those of us who had heard him over the years realized and knew that the power that had been there wasn't there.
Right.
Terrific.
Right.
And all three of them, as you know, were terrific.
Yes. Okay, so listen, have a good Shabbos, and
too,
we'll stay in touch.
And have a great trip to Israel.
And I'm rooting for the Dodgers for you.
Take care.
Take care, Charlie. Okay, that was the interview with David Tantlef. So now let's get to the concert. We're going back about 7 or 8 months. It was March of this year.
Ibonne amigdos, ibonne amigdos, irci onte male, irci onte male, irci onte male. Oh!
By the late Chazan Yossele Rosenblatt, arranged by cantor Daniel Gildar.
Samtobe shabi khobe fara ve raima bobe yari tsobe yakti shobe yamle khoeshim khomal ke no enaim yo edu ve vare khobe shabi khobe fara ve raima bobe yari tsobe yakti shobe yamle khoeshim khomal ke no eshim kho Sishim Echo Malekeinu Ki Chol Peh Lecho Yodeh Lecho
As I watch you light the Sabbath candles, there's a mystic glow upon your face. As you're standing there, whispering a prayer, none can take your place. Mother dear, I'll always call you Mamele. Tired eyes, wrinkled brows, day by day I hate to see you growing old. I remember how you used to comfort me, a little boy of three in bygone years. How you used to put me on your knee, with a kiss you dry my tears. Silver hair, heart of gold, day by day I hate to see you growing old. Mamele, Mamele. always call you Marmalade. Well, ich rief dich, Mamele, Eugen mit schwach dein Hand, a golden Haar so stieh und jedes Kind versteht. Ich gedenk, wie die Flex mich beruhigen, a Kind von 3 Uhr bloß, ich darf dich sehen. Wie die Flex mich setzen, damals säuft ein Scheuß. Mit der Kisch, ob gewisch, jeder Träne. Weiß dein Kopf, wie Schnee, wo's fällt. Gott, wie es die Bank, wie die Wes Kreuen alt. Mamele. Seinu velonu shelo yechod bilvod omadoneinu lechaloseinu omadoneinu lechaloseinu veishayom edolavoyseinu veishayom Lavoseinu velonu Shelo yechod bilvod Omad oleinu lechaloseinu Omad oleinu lechaloseinu
שיום דולב עושינו והיא שיום דולב עושינו ולנו שלא יכול בלבוד אומר דולנו לך עושינו אומר דולנו לך עושינו Seinu velonu Shelo yechod bilvod Oma doleinu lechadoi seinu Oma doleinu lechadoi seinu
say no Simon, Simon, Peyocha, Ateres, Petal. Tal, noife vale yeret peruchho.
Mahashman in Ohio.
Tell you, I sat there crying as I saw him and heard him, and knew the tremendous effort that he gave to it, because he was obviously quite sick at the time. We'll hear a little more during the second hour of the great late Moshe Schulhoff. Okay, another minute or two. I just was thinking about my conversation with Dave Tantleff, and how there is a reluctance to step forward and to be optimistic. And for you, my listeners, I'd like to offer to give you encouragement, and be happy to speak with you if you have any thoughts of wanting to do a concert or bringing in a chazan for a Shabbaton. We have to do this. If you don't do it, who will, right? Imein ani li mi li. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? And if im lo achshav ematai, what are you waiting for? You're obviously listening to this, and you obviously love Chazonis, and you should take it upon yourself to at least make the attempt. And as I said, I would be very happy to be there if I could be physically or in any way to encourage you and to help you to do it. You know, just very simply, if you have a shul with 400 seats and you sold most of them at $25, that's $10,000. Let's say you had a couple of 20 or 30 seats that you could get sponsors at $100 each, that's $2,000 or $3,000. Bring in one or two sponsors, patrons. Perhaps there would be somebody who had a father, or grandfather, or mother, or grandmother who loved Chazonis and would like to dedicate the concert in their memory and put up $2,000 or $3,000. These things happen, and they are there. The potential is there. It's just a question of making the attempt. Look, sometimes you fail, but other times you don't. And I just want to encourage you to think about it and make the move. Look, I love Chazonis, and I want to see it propagated. For me, it's soul music. It touches my soul, and I know it touches your soul also. So let's do whatever we can to continue to make the effort, at least make the effort. So you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Hopefully I'll be back in the States in another week or so, and ready to meet with you and to encourage you. Anyway, stay tuned for the second hour. We'll be continuing the recording of the concert back in March, and there'll be a few Schulhoff selections to round out the hour. Thank you so much, and shalom.